Lecture 2, Utility. The concept of utility representation. Think of examples of preferences. In the case of a small number of alternatives, we often describe the preference relation as a list, a range from best to worst. In some cases, the alternatives are grouped into a small number of categories, and we describe the preferences on X by specifying the preferences on the set of categories. But in my experience, most of the examples that come to mind are similar to I prefer the taller basketball player, or I prefer the more expensive present, or I prefer a teacher who gives higher grades, or I prefer the person who weighs less. Common to all these examples is that they can eventually be specified by a statement of the form X is at least as good as Y if Vx greater equal V of Y, or in the last case, Vx less equal V of Y. Where V is a function from X into the reals, a function that attaches a real number to each element in the set of alternatives X. For example, the preference stated by I prefer the taller basketball player can be expressed formally by X is the set of all conceivable basketball players and V of X is the height of player X. Note that the statement X is at least as good as Y if Vx greater equal V of Y always defines a preference relation because the relation greater equal on the reals satisfies completeness and positivity. Even when the description of a preference relation does not involve a numerical evaluation, we are interested in an equivalent numerical representation. We say that the function u from x to r represents the preference, at least as good, if, for all x and y in the set x, x is at least as good as y if and only if u of x greater or equal u of y. If the function u represents the preference relation, we refer to it as a utility function, and we say that the relation is a utility representation. It is possible to avoid the notion of utility representation and to do economics with the notion of preferences. Nevertheless, we usually use a utility function rather than preferences as a means of describing an economic agent's attitude towards alternatives, probably because we find it more convenient to talk about the maximization of numerical functions than of a preference relation. Note that when defining a preference relation using the utility function, the function has an intuitive meaning that carries with it additional information. In contrast, when the utility function is formed in order to represent an existing preference relation, the utility function has no meaning other than that of representing a preference relation. Absolute numbers are meaningless in the latter case, only relative order has meaning. Indeed, if a preference relation has a utility representation, then it has infinite number of such representations, as the following simple claim shows. Claim: if the function u represents the relation at least as good, then for any strictly increasing function f from the reals to the reals, the function v of x, which is the composition of f over u, represents the relation as well. Proof: a is at least as good as b, if and only if u of a greater or equal u of b. That's because u represents the relation. And u of a greater or equal u of b, if and only if f of u of a greater or equal f of u of b, since f is strictly increasing. And f of u of a is v of a, and f of u of b is v of b, and we got a is at least as good as b, if and only if v of a greater or equal v of b.
Existence of utility representation. If any preference relation could be represented by a utility function, then it would grant a license to use utility functions rather than preference relations with no loss of generality. Utility theory investigates the possibility of using a numerical function to represent a preference relation and the possibility of numerical representations carrying additional meanings, that is, A is preferred to B more than C is preferred to D. We'll now examine the basic question of utility theory. Under what assumptions do utility representations exist? Our first observation is quite trivial. When the set X is finite, there is always a utility representation. The detailed proof is presented here mainly to get into the habit of analytical precision. We start with a lemma regarding the existence of minimal elements. An element A in the set X is minimal if X is preferred, weakly preferred to A for any X in X. Lemma: in any finite set A, a subset of X, there is a minimal element. Similarly, there is also a maximal element. Proof: by induction on the size of A. If A is a singleton, then by completeness, its only element is minimal. For the inductive step, let A be of cardinality n plus 1, and let x in A. The set A minus x is of cardinality n, and by the inductive assumption has a minimal element denoted by y. If x is at least as good as y, then y is minimal in A. If y is at least as good as x, then by transitivity, z is at least as good as x for all z, which is other than x, and thus x is minimal as well. Claim. If preference relation on a finite set x, then the preferences has a utility representation with values being natural numbers. Proof. We'll construct a sequence of sets inductively. Let x1 be the subset of elements that are minimal in x. By the above lemma, x1 is not empty. Assume we have constructed the sets x1, x2, xk. If the union of x1 to xk is equal to x, we are done. If not, define xk plus 1 to be the set of minimal elements in the set x after deleting x1, x2, and xk. By dilemma, the set xk plus 1 is not empty. Because x is finite, we must be done after at most a number of steps as the cardinality of the set x. Define ux equal k if x is in the set xk. Thus, ux is the step number at which united. To verify that u represents the preferences, let A be strictly better than B. Then A is not a member of x1 union x2 union xub, and thus ua is greater than, strictly greater than ub. If A is different than B, then different to B, then clearly UA equal to UB. Without any further assumptions on the preferences, the existence of utility representation is guaranteed when the set X is countable. Recall that X is countable and the infinite if there is a one-to-one function for the natural numbers on 2X. Namely, it is possible to specify in an enumeration of all its members X1, X2, X3, X4, and so on. Claim. If X is countable, then any preference relation on X has a utility representation with a range in the set in the interval minus 1, 1. Proof. Let Xn be any enumeration of all elements in X. We'll construct the utility function inductively. Set first of all Ux1 equals 0. Assume that you have completed the definition of the values Ux1 up to Uxn minus 1. So that the function u represents the preference over the set x1 to xn minus 1. If xn is indifferent to one of the xk, for, one of the xk, where k is strictly less than n, then assign uxn equal to uxk. If not, by transitivity, all numbers in the non-empty set containing the number minus 1 and the values of the function u for the xk, which are inferior to xn, are below all numbers in the non-empty set containing the number 1 and the numbers uxk for all those xk which are strictly better than xn. Choose uxn to be between the two sets. This guarantees that for any k less than n, we have xn is at least as good as xk, if and only if u of xn is greater than equal to u of xk. Thus, the function we define on x1, xn represents the preferences on those elements. To complete the proof that u represents the preferences, take any two elements x and y in x. For some k in L, we have x equal to xk and y equal to yl. The above applied to the number n, which is the maximum of the numbers k and l, namely the positions in the sequence, yields that xk is at least as good as xl, if and only if u of xk is greater or equal u of xl. Lexicographic preferences. Lexicographic preferences are the outcome of applying the following procedure for determining the ranking of any two elements in the set X. The individual has in mind a sequence of criteria that could be used to compare pairs of elements in X. The criteria are applied in a fixed order until a criterion is reached that succeeds in distinguishing between the two elements. In that, it determines the preferred alternative. Formally, let preferences K, K from 1 to K, be a K-tuple of preferences over the set X. The lexicographic preferences induced by those preferences are defined by X is at least as good as Y lexicographically if there exists K star such that for all K which are strictly less than K star, we have that the criteria do not distinguish between X and Y in the sense that X is indifferent K, Y. On the other hand, regarding K star, X is strictly better according to the K star's criterion than Y. This was number one. And number two, if for every X, for every K, X is indifferent K, Y. Verify that the binary relation defined this way is indeed a preference relation. Example. Let X be the unit square. That is, X equal to the product of the interval 0, 1 with the interval 0, 1. Define X to be at least as good as Y according to criterion K, K equal 1 and 2, if XK greater equal YK. The lexicographic preferences induced from preference 1 and preference 2 are A1, A2 is at least as good lexicographically than B1, B2, if A1 greater than B1, or both A1 is equal to B1 and A2 is at least as high as B2. Thus, in this example, the left component is the primary criterion, whereas the right component is the secondary criterion. We now show that the preferences do not have a utility representation. The lack of a utility representation excludes lexicographic preferences from the scope of standard economic models, although they are derived from a simple and commonly used procedure. A claim, the lexicographic preference relation, which we have just defined on the square, the unit square, induced from the relation X is at least as good Y according to criterion K if XK is greater or equal YK, does not have a utility representation. Proof. Assume by contradiction that the function U from X to the reals represents this lexicographic preferences. For any A in the interval 0, 1, A1 is strictly better lexicographically than A0. We thus must have that UA1 is strictly greater than UA0. Let GA be a rational number in the non-empty interval between UA0 and UA1. The function Q is a function from 0, 1. Sorry, let QA be a rational number in the non-empty interval between UA0 and UA1. The function Q is a function from the interval 0, 1 into the set of rational numbers. It's a one-to-one function, since if B is greater than A, then B0 is better lexicographically than A1, and therefore UB0 greater than UA1, and thus the intervals from which QA and QB are picked are don't have any intersection. But the cardinality of the rational, and therefore QA is not equal to QB. But the cardinality of the rational numbers is lower than that of the continuum, and we get a contradiction. Continuity of preferences. In economics, we often take the set X to be an infinite subset of an Euclidean space. The following is a condition that will guarantee the existence of a utility representation in such a case. The basic intuition, captured by the notion of a continuous preference relation, is that if A is preferred to B, then small deviations from A or from B will not reverse the ordering. In what follows, we will refer to a ball around an element A in X with radius R strictly greater than zero, denoted as B for ball around A in radius R, as the set of all points in X that are distanced less than R from the point A. Definition C1. A perfect relation on X is continuous if whenever A is strictly better than B, namely, it's not true that B is at least as good as A, there are balls, neighborhoods in the relevant topology, BA and BB, around A and B, respectively, such that for all X in BA and all Y in BB, X is strictly better than Y. Definition C2, alternative definition of continuity, a preference relation on X is continuous if the graph of the relation, i.e. the set of all the pairs XY such that X is at least as good as Y, that's a subset of X product X, is a closed set. Of course, in the product topology. That is, if AN BN is a sequence of pairs of elements in X, satisfying that AN is at least as good as BN for all N, and AN converges to A, and BN converges to B, then in the limit, A is also at least as good as B. Claim, the preference relation on X, satisfies C1, if and only if it satisfies C2. Proof. Assume that preferences on X is continuous according to definition C1. Let AN BN be a sequence of pairs satisfying that for all N, AN is at least as good as BN, and AN converges to A and BN to B. If it's not true that A is at least as good as B, that is, B strictly better than A, then there exist two balls, BA and BB, around A and B respectively, such that for all Y in BB and X in BA, Y is strictly better than X. Then, there is an N large enough such that for all N greater than N, both BN and AN, BN is in BB and AN is in BA. Therefore, for all N greater than N, we have BN is strictly better than AN, which is a contradiction. On the other hand, assume that the preferences is continuous according to definition C2. Let A is being better than, strictly better than B. Recall that BXR is the set of all elements in X distanced less than R from X. Assume by contradiction that for all n, there exists an in the ball around A with the, in the radius 1 divided by n, and bn, b, a member of the ball around b, which in the distance 1 divided by n from b, such that bn is at least as good as an. The sequence converges to ba. By the second definition, BA is within the graph of the preferences. That is, B is at least as good as A, which is a contradiction. Remarks. 1. If preferences on X is represented by a continuous function U, then the preferences is continuous. To see this, note that if A is strictly better than B, then UA is strictly greater than U of B. Choose epsilon to be half the distance between UA and UB, namely UA minus UB divided by 2. By the continuity of U, there is a delta strictly greater than 0, such that for all X, distance less than delta from A, UX is greater than UA minus epsilon. And for all Y, distance less than delta from B, UY is less than UB plus epsilon. Thus, for X and Y within the balls of radius delta around A and B respectively, X is strictly better than Y. Remark 2. The lexicographic preferences that were used in the counterexample to the existence of UT representation are not continuous. This is because 1-1 is strictly better than 1-0, but in any ball around 1-1, there are points inferior to 1-0. And remark 3, note that the second definition of continuity can be applied to any binary relation over a topological space, not just the preference relation. For example, the relation equality on the real numbers is continuous, whereas the relation different than is not continuous. The Bresse theorem. The Bresse theorem, which states that continuous preferences have a continuous utility representation, is one of the classic results in economic theory. For a complete proof of the theorem, see Debre 1954. Here we prove only that continuity guarantees the existence of utility representation. Lemma. If preferences is a continuous preference relation on a convex set X, which is a subset of a Euclidean n-dimensional space, and if X is strictly better than Y, then there exists Z in X such that X is strictly better than Z, strictly better than Y. That is, Z is sandwiched between X and Y. Proof. Assume not. Let I be the interval that connects X and Y. By the convexity of X, the interval is a subset of X. Construct inductively two sequences of points, in I, XT and YT, in the following way. First, define X0 to be X and Y0 to be Y. Assume that the two points, XT and YT, are defined and belong to I, and satisfy that XT is at least as good as X, and YT is inferior, weakly inferior to Y. Consider the middle point between XT and YT and denote it by M. According to the assumption, either M is at least as good as X, or Y is at least as good as M. In the former case, that is, if M is at least as good as X, define XT plus 1 to be M and YT plus 1 to be YT. And in the latter case, that is, if Y is at least as good as M, define XT plus 1 to be XT and YT plus 1 to be M. The sequences that we have just defined, XT and YT, are converging and they must converge to the same point Z, because the distance between XT and YT converges to zero. By the continuity of the preferences, we have that Z is at least as good as X and Y is at least as good as Z, and thus, by transitivity, Y is at least as good as X, which contradicts the assumption that X is strictly better than Y. Another proof could be given for the more general case in which the assumption that the set X is convex is replaced by the weaker assumption that it is a connected subset of Rn. Remember that the connected set cannot be covered by two non-empty disjoint open sets. If there is no Z such that Z is sandwiched between X and Y, then X is the union of two disjoint sets, the set of all points which are strictly better than Y, and the set of all points which are strictly inferior to X. The two sets are open by the continuity of the preference relation, and this contradicts the connectedness of the set X. We say that the set Y is dense in X if every open set B contains an element in Y. Any set X, which is a subset of Rm, is a countable dense subset. To see this, note that the standard topology in Rm is a countable base, that is, any open set is the union of subsets of the countable collection of open sets BA1n, where all components of the point A are rational numbers, and n is a natural number as well. For every set BQRn that intersects X, pick a point YQn in the set X intersection of BQ one radius 1 divided by n. Let Y be the set containing all the points. This is a countable dense set in the set X. Proposition. Assume that X is a convex subset of Rn. If preferences is a continuous preference relation on X, then the preferences has a utility representation. Actually, there is a utility representation that is continuous, but we will not prove this part in this book. Proof. The node by Y, a countable dense set in X. By a previous claim, we know that there exists a function V for Y into the interval minus 1, 1, which is a utility representation of the preference relation restricted to Y. For every X in the set X, define new X to be the supremum over all the numbers VZ, where Z is in the set Y, in the dense set Y, and Z is strictly inferior to X. Define new X to be minus 1 if there is no Z in Y such that it is strictly inferior to X, which means that X is the minimal element in X. If X is indifferent to Y, then X is better than Z if and only if Y is better than Z. Thus, the sets on which the supremum is taken are the same, and UX is equal to U of Y. It is left to show that if X is strictly better than Y, then UX is strictly greater than U of Y. So, assume that X is strictly better than Y. Then, by dilemma, there exists a Z in X such that X is better than Z, better than Y. By the continuity of the preferences, there is a ball around Z such that all elements in the ball are sandwiched between X and Y. Because Y is dense, there exists also Z1 in Y such that Z1 is sandwiched between X and Y. Similarly, there exists a Z2 which is sandwiched between ZY and Y. Finally, U of X is greater or equal to V of Z1 by the definition of U, and the fact that Z1 is inferior to X. VZ1 is strictly greater than VZ2. That follows from V being representing the preferences over the dense set Y, and Z1 being strictly better than Z2. And finally, VZ2 is greater or equal U of Y. That's by the definition of U, and the fact that Z2 is strictly better than Y.